June 3rd through June 9th. John chapters 13 through 17. Continue ye in my love. Pray to know the needs of the children you teach as you read John chapters 13 through 17. Come follow me for individuals and families, and this outline can help you understand the doctrine and give you ideas to teach the children in your class. Invite sharing. To help the children share what they are learning at home, pass around a paper heart and invite each child to share something he or she does to show love for others when it is his or her turn to hold the heart.
Teach the doctrine, younger children. John 13, verses 1 through 17. Jesus wants me to serve others. The story of Jesus washing his apostles' feet is an example of humble service. How can you inspire the children to follow Jesus' example? Possible activities. Use the picture in this week's outline in Come Follow Me for individuals and families to help tell the story in John chapter 13, verses 1 through 17. Invite the children to point out details from the story that are in the pictures. Show pictures of Jesus serving others. See the gospel art book or church magazines for ideas. Let the children take turns holding the pictures as you tell the stories depicted. Let them help tell the stories if they can. Ask the children how they feel when someone helps them. Let the children draw pictures of how they can follow Jesus' example by serving someone. John 13, verses 34 through 35, and chapter 14, verse 15. I show my love for Jesus Christ by keeping his commandments. How can you help the children understand that their obedience is a sign that they love Jesus Christ? Possible activities. Give each child a paper heart to decorate. Invite them to hold up their hearts every time they sing the word love in Jesus Said Love Everyone and Love One Another in Children's Songbook pages 61 and 136. Help the children memorize John chapter 14, verse 15 by holding up their paper hearts as they say, If ye love me, and a picture of stone tablets as they say, Keep my commandments. Invite the children to take turns acting out a kind action they could do for someone to show their love for Jesus. Have the rest of the children guess what they are doing. Complete this week's activity page with the children. John chapter 14, verses 26 through 27, chapter 15, verse 26, and chapter 16, verses 13 through 14. The Holy Ghost helps me feel closer to Jesus. Although the children you teach haven't yet received the gift of the Holy Ghost, they can learn now how the power of the Holy Ghost works in their lives. Possible activities. Show the picture, The Last Supper, in Gospel Art Book number 54. Explain to the children that at the Last Supper, Jesus taught his disciples about the Holy Ghost. Invite the children to put their hands on their hearts and on their heads. Open the scriptures to Doctrine and Covenants, section 8, verse 2, and explain that the Holy Ghost can speak to us in our mind and in our heart, or through our thoughts and feelings. Turn out the lights and hold up a picture, then shine a flashlight on the picture. Ask the children how the flashlight is like the Holy Ghost. Together with the children, sing The Holy Ghost in Children's Songbook, page 105, in a still, small voice. Invite them to listen for things that the Holy Ghost does. Teach the doctrine, older children. John chapter 13, verses 34 through 35. Chapter 14, verse 15, and chapter 15, verses 10 through 14. I show my love for Jesus Christ by keeping his commandments. As you read these passages in your personal study, think about the children you teach. How will they be blessed when they understand that their obedience is a sign of their love for the Savior? Possible activities. Help the children memorize John chapter 13, verses 34 through 35. One way to do this is to sing Love One Another in Children's Songbook pages 136 through 137, and help the children learn actions to go with it. Invite the children to write on the board ways Jesus has shown He loves us. You might show pictures from the Savior's life to help them. For ideas, see the Gospel Art Book. How can we show love for others as He did? Invite each child to stand and share one way he or she will love one another. See John chapter 13, verse 34. Invite a child to read John chapter 14, verse 15. Let the children take turns drawing pictures that represent someone keeping a commandment, while the rest of the children guess what he or she is drawing. For examples of commandments, see For the Strength of Youth. How does keeping these commandments show the Savior that we love Him? John chapter 14, verse 26, chapter 15, verse 26, and chapter 16, verse 13. The Holy Ghost guides, comforts, and testifies of truth. Now that many of the children have received the gift of the Holy Ghost, how can you help them better understand the roles of the Holy Ghost? Possible activities. Give the children the following verses to read in pairs. John chapter 14, verse 26, chapter 15, verse 26, and chapter 16, verse 13. Ask them to find words that teach them what the Holy Ghost does. Write the words on the board. Share an experience when the Holy Ghost guided you, comforted you, warned you, or testified of truth to you. Invite the children to share any experiences they have had with the Holy Ghost. How did they recognize the Holy Ghost's influence? Invite each child to draw his or her face on a paper bag. Shine a flashlight representing the Holy Ghost into the bags. Then put things in the bags that block the light, such as a scarf or tissues, to teach that our wrong choices can limit the influence of the Holy Ghost in our lives. Let the children remove the scarf or tissues from their bags to represent repentance. John chapter 15, verses 1 through 8, and chapter 17, verse 3. Heavenly Father and Jesus want me to know them. You will bless the lives of children forever by helping them come to know Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ. Possible activities. Display a plant as the children take turns reading verses in John chapter 15, verses 1 through 8. How is Jesus like a vine? How are we like branches? What can we do to stay close to the Savior? Read aloud John chapter 17, verse 3. Ask the children what they are doing to know Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ. Share how you are coming to know them.
Encourage learning at home. Encourage the children to ask a family member what they can do to serve him or her. During next week's class, give the children time to share what they did. Improving our teaching. Adapt activities. If you teach younger children, you may find additional ideas that you can adapt for your class in this outlined section for older children. Similarly, activities for younger children can be adapted to teach older children.